I suspect mine is actually more in the line of discussion, so sign me up for that line instead.
All right. Please, brief comment. Sarve, go
mine
ahead.
Mine is for discussion, too. I'm with Dave.
What happened to Mark?
You're on the stack.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's okay.
I thought I was next, but...
We just reduced our precedent because we wanted to hear from you, Mark.
I'm wondering.
Sir, please.
I have some point of information. When there's a policy that we have a coordinating committee, I would like to know why this request was not made through the coordinating committee. If we have an existing policy, I think we just recently adopted that.
Let me refresh you on the policy. The policy is not that all requests for documents should go through that. It's that requests that have not been satisfied go through that.
No.
That's not true.
No.
Well, Dave, you want to refresh us?
I'd like to clarify. In this case, if a committee of the LSB wants to get information from a manager, they make that request directly through the chair of the committee. If the manager has an issue with it, then that local request would come up through the coordinating committee, and the coordinating committee would schedule it with the executive director. So then any request from a board member for the executive director should go through the coordinating committee. So my point of information was about clarification about how this went and happened, because if the chair was going directly to the GM, that's the appropriate channel to go through. And if the GM is saying, no, I don't want to provide that, then it would naturally come to the coordinating committee.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Thank you for clarifying. Yes, Alice.
To clarify,
what about the stack,
may
Madam
I speak?
Moment. Go ahead, Alice.
Okay, sorry, stack people. There had been two occasions on which Berthold and Kathy were coming by the station to pick this up, and I am informed from Berthold that apparently the GM had no problem until the Thursday night before Monday 2 weeks ago. On that Thursday night, apparently... Excuse me, can I continue, please?
Sorry.
I have the floor, please.
Quiet. Go ahead.
Okay, so Berthold was told early in the morning, apparently, by email on Friday when he was to come by the second time, which hadn't worked out the first time, to pick it up from staff at the station. He received an email from the GM, Don Rojas, that he could not give the list of 39 people. Staff to the LSB committee or to Berthold, because he had been told by the ED that he shouldn't do it. So therefore, Berthold asked me, you know, and I perfectly happily went along with it, as PNB person, since the time frame on this committee, which had been working very hard and had created a survey the committee had from the exact words of these job descriptions. So it was about as fair as a process could be imagined. Nonetheless, he was denied on the second time to come there. So I went with him on Monday. Dan, you responded to me three times. I refuse to answer.
Point of order.
Point of order.
Can the men stop interrupting Alice, please?
Please.
Well, can the chair take control of this meeting?
I have control of the meeting.
But would you hear my point of order?
Madam Chair, could I continue?
The explanation, and we have gotten it. Now, we're going to go on, all right?
We're going to
go on with the stack. I think we understand the
But
the
there are
chain
two questions
event.
Here I would like help on. And okay. One is, where does the absolute right of directors come in, if not in such a case? Because nothing we do can overwhelm the bylaws unless we change the bylaws. Second question is, was I refused my right by the ED?
Okay, thank you.
Oh.
Now, excuse me, we have a stack and we're going to go through it.
Alice speak four times.
I can't hear anything if you're interrupting.
Well, Madam Chair, can I say my question?
Honey, I will put you on the stack.
I'm not asking to be on the stack.
Are you sure you want
to be recognized around a point of order?
All right. What is your point of order?
Oh, you know, I think that in order to have the meeting proceed and go forward, we ought to go to our common practice of going for and against a particular motion on the floor. I think it makes for a much more orderly meeting.
There is no motion.
I don't think it's clear which what is
I don't have a point of order.
Have a motion on the floor. We're having a discussion.
Well, I'd like to have a procedure attached to the discussion that we've commonly used. And I'm asking that.
Have a stack, and we're going through it. And I've asked everybody to.
Madam Chair.
I'm asking that. Don't
Madam Chair, I was the person on the stack.
They're asked for and against statements.
For and against what? We don't
there
have any
no
motion on the floor.
I thought we had a proposal here around.
No, I am asking for help
That's
to sort these
advice.
Issues out.
Help.
Madam Chair,
That's
there are too many voices at the same
asked.
Time.
Now, please, we're going to go briefly through the stack.
Sarf? Yes, Madam Chair. I asked the question of the director that why it was not followed through our accepted procedures that we established through the coordinating committee. And I have not heard the answer, and I'm not satisfied with the answer that is given to me.
Okay.
I know the detail, and I'm very sympathetic for getting all the information that the local station board and the directors need. I'm very sympathetic to that. But I think that we have established procedure to go through the coordinating committee, and I have not heard from the director why it was not done.
All right, well.
You want me to answer, Madam Chair?
Briefly, yes.
Madam Chair, I'm really objecting
Wait.
To this.
Yes, so do
you
I.
Can't, no, Madam Chair, you have to hear me. I'm saying that you cannot have one person come to the board and say, I have a question, and then dominate the discussion. First of all, we should have a motion on the floor that we're discussing.
Well,
we
no, I'm asking for
help. Well, let me finish. And second of all, otherwise, then, if I bring something, then I get to just talk about it and on
and
on after every speaker?
We have monopolized many conversations. So now be quiet for 1 minute, and we're going to go through the stack.
But you're not doing that.
Thank you.
You're not doing that.
I am.
You're going back to Alice again.
I don't believe that Sarv... You know, I'm trying to move the process forward.
All right.
People keep interrupting, and it's very difficult to do that. So I'm allowing Alice to respond briefly, Alice, not directly.
Well, this is the essence of it, that there is a schedule for the Management Evaluation Committee here, and I was assisting my colleagues in trying to get it moving since there was no objection from the GM from the preceding 2 months, only at that point... And now our whole schedule is going to be held up. What I need help on from the whole P&B is, and I think we all need clarity on this, can I, any reasonable time that I wish, or any of you, go to your station or to any part of the foundation and realize that part of the bylaws? Look
enough,
at any
enough,
piece of information.
Enough.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Now, Ray, you have the floor.
Yes, Madam Chair. I believe that this problem was presented in a kind of aggressive, unnecessarily belligerent way.
Oh.
This group came almost like a posse. I can tell you that I'm a member of the local board, and the chair of the board doesn't represent just anybody's position. And I think the board should have been informed that it was a problem, and it should be truly a representation of the desires of the board, if he wanted to be there. And I think there was no role for our list to play at this point. It was simply a request by a chair of a committee for information. And if it had been handled that way, we wouldn't even be where we are. Now, I'm not just saying that there's no residual issue as to how we get that information. And I think they've addressed that. But I think that we unnecessarily politicized it by taking it as a power struggle.
Okay.
And I would suggest that in the future, I understand, by the way, that the very information I was requested, that committee has voted to, as a local board, to wait until there are other steps that are intervening before this information is requested.
All right. Thank you. Mark.
I'm sorry, I had on mute. I agree. I the problem that I have here is that I'm hoping that these monthly meetings will not become a forum for what I think are much larger issues. I do know in trying to seek clarification on this matter that apparently when Alice and Kathy and Berthold appeared. I mean, there's some dispute about the manner in which that was done, and some people feel it was aggressive and almost insulting. And I don't know whether that was the case or not because I wasn't there. I'm going to give my fellow board member the benefit of the doubt here. However, I have two concerns. One is that we already have in the bylaws provisions for the rights of members to access, you know, the list. And I presume that the staff are members. I believe they are. And so, therefore, those provisions exist for reconciliation here. In addition to which, the coordinating committee, should there be an impasse, also exists for that benefit, so that they can come forward. Ideally, the general manager and the ED can come forward, and everyone can kind of work it out there as far as this informational request, because in essence, the two LSP people apparently once rebuked, then called Alice and said, okay, well, I will go in as the PMB, demand it on my rights, and then they'll give it to me, and then I'll give it to you. And so this whole transaction is a lot more complicated, as is everything at BAI, than I think that we're equipped to handle tonight. I don't think it should be brought here. I think it can be handled locally, and I urge that that's where it take place. I don't want to jump into BAI yet, and I certainly don't want to jump in on this.
Madam Chair, when the stack is finished, I have a motion.
Sam.
Yes, I just had a quick question to the ED. Dan, are you there?
Yes.
And what is the current policy, as you know it, for Pacifica National Board directors requesting any information, specifically what Alice Shields had had requested?
Yeah,
what is the policy, as you know it?
Yeah, just to echo what was stated a little earlier in the call, typically those information requests filter up through the system through a variety of means, and we're handling them at the coordinating committee level. And that's where, you know, most information requests are being handled, and most of them, I think, are being satisfactorily handled. I know there's one or two outstanding issues which we're working on and trying to get folks taken care of, but I think that process is working very, very well.
And then finally, this last question. Is there a time frame that you can give the national directors as to when we would receive that documentation? You know, is it a week, a day? Is it the next national meeting? Can you give us a time frame, or is that something that you would like to refer to the coordinating committee to decide?
On this,
I'm just wondering if there's a
information request issue?
On a time, is that PNB member requests information or documentation, and when that director receives information. Is there a time?
Yeah, in general, yes.
So is it written in the policy that it's 48 hours, 24 hours, 7 days?
Oh, no, it's not written in the policy.
Okay.
Policy,
all right.
It's agreed upon between the committee and the ED in that call. It's scheduled.
All right. Ambrose.
The existing procedure was approved by the board on Dave's motion, which was opposed to my motion. My motion was that they could go directly to the executive director, but the procedure that was established by the board was it had to go to the coordinating committee. That's one, number one. Number two, I just have to ask the question, what is out of sight for information? Can I ask for the mailing list of all of the contributors to a station? If you can ask for the mailing list of staff, why can't I ask for the mailing list of every contributor to WVFW? Would that be accessible?
Yes.
Wait a minute now.
Well, they wouldn't give it to you. They'd mail it out for you.
Because we have made a commitment to our listeners that we would not release their information to anyone. So now, you know, we're faced with a policy question here. What list is not accessible to even to us under this absolute right?
Nothing. Marty, this is Teresa. Am I on the stack?
Go ahead, Carol. You're on the stack.
Marty, am I on the...
You're talking?
Yes, you are. Carol, please go ahead.
Okay.
I don't know, in reverse order, the bylaws specify that any member may have the mailing list for the rest of the membership, or the foundation will do the mailing for them, provided that it has to do with foundation business. That's the law of the state of California that governs Pacifica. We can't give the list out to anybody for some other commercial purpose, but we are required by the law to give our membership list to any member who wants to communicate with other members about foundation business. So that's one level here. There are a couple of issues, there's a whole nest of hornet's nest of issues here.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, what the bylaws require is that the LSB do an evaluation of the program director and the general manager. And as I understand it, and I could be very confused, but the LSB devised set up a committee to do it. They devised the process, a form. They ran it past the managers, got their input into it, and were ready to mail it, and then couldn't get the mailing list for the staff to respond to it. So that's their immediate issue, and they have timeline concerns because they want to get it done before their term expires. So, where are we? The station manager wouldn't give it to the committee chair, wouldn't give it to the board chair, wouldn't give it to a P&B member. There are a couple of ways to go. The policy requires it now to go to the coordinating committee, I believe. And if Dan doesn't want to give it, if he then tells the coordinating committee that he does not want to provide that list to that committee for that purpose, then it will come back to the national board a few weeks hence. If the director involved who wants the information is not satisfied with the timeline, he or she can come back to the board also a few weeks hence. But they're running up against a timeline to finish their review before their term is over. I think that there's some policy issues here that are, they're troubling and they're thorny for all of us. But it is important for the LSBs to conduct these independent reviews. It's extremely important. And so I hope that this will be worked out amicably, very quickly, by the committee getting their list and mailing it.
All right, and then the next coordinating meeting is Tuesday, September 21st at 12:30 Pacific time, which is a week from tomorrow. Just FYI, everybody. Okay, I had Alice and Dave on the stack.
Wait a minute, can you hear me?
Can you hear me? I asked for to be in the stack also, Henry.
I'm sorry, Henry, I never heard you.
And Wendy.
Well, okay, and then we're through. All right, Alice, Dave, Henry, and Wendy.
Can anybody acknowledge me?
I'm sorry.
Yes, we can hear you.
Lisa.
I've been trying to. I thought I was on the stack after Mark.
Okay, I've got you now.
Your voice wasn't on before.
I think I can get this clarified.
Teresa, your voice wasn't there until just now, so.
Yeah.
Hey.
Marty.
Point of order, Marty.
I think Alice has spoken, so let's go to Teresa, Dave, Henry, and Wendy.
Okay.
And I have a motion at the end.
All right.
I have three questions. And the first two questions are just yes and no questions for Dan. Dan, I heard Alice just say that in lieu of actually having these addresses, she was happy to just watch the station send these out. Did you not understand that was an option, that she just wanted to mail these surveys to make sure that they got out to these 39 people? Did you not understand that that was an option?
I did not understand that that was an option.
It was said during
the
meeting.
Okay, now let's just wait. Dan, would you object to just letting her go with the staff and send these out to the staff members?
It depends.
Oh, okay.
Well, in the particular process that we're dealing with, say, in New York versus the process in Houston, staff, unpaid staff, apparently the Management Evaluation Committee itself, the chair of the Management Evaluation Committee, PNB directors are all very divided about this issue. There's hot sentiments on all sides. The process is obviously very politicized and contested. And under those circumstances, I would feel much more comfortable if we followed Pacifica policy on that issue. If you look at the Houston situation, Teresa, there is agreement about participation, process, and outcomes that I don't think you have in the BAI situation. So that's what I mean when I say the answer. It depends a lot on the guidance on the issues and at the local level.
All right. So my third question, do you think that there's a possibility that either by you sitting down or a staff member sitting down with that committee and working through that maybe that this survey could be sent out just as we have done in Houston?
Yeah, definitely. I would, again, look to the leadership of the station management, to the leadership of the local station board committee that is reviewing this issue, and follow their lead on that. But right now, from my understanding, and I think we all just received the letter today from the chair of the Management Evaluation Committee at the WBAI LSB. Now, I don't know who's the chair and who's not the chair and who's, correct or not, but that apparently is not the point of view of the Management Evaluation Committee at the LSB at WBAI at this present time.
Well, my final statement is we have a committee on the national level to help work through these staff problems. I don't know whether that committee needs to be worked with or what needs to be done, but rather than just totally stopping communication and having somebody, having a group of people be so frustrated, we are apparently not problem solving to help everybody concerned get their job done. I'm sure that the GM and the program director want to be reviewed, and I'm sure that this committee wants to review. So can we do something or whatever's necessary to help facilitate that rather than exacerbating the problem?
Yeah, and I've taken a few very positive steps, I think, as executive director of the foundation to offer some policy options and policy solutions to the LSBs and to the PNB on how we might take initial steps to depoliticize these processes around the network so as to ensure fairness and due process for all staff around the network, because it is imperative that we develop and build the institution in a way that reflects Pacifica's values and that we treat our staff in that manner. So I think that Houston has provided outstanding leadership on this question. They just mailed out, I don't know, Teresa, to what, 100, 200 staff, paid and unpaid, in the local station board area there. The general manager is satisfied with the process. The LSB chair is satisfied with the process.
Yes,
I'm fully supportive of it. I think we have an issue at WBAI that we need to look at and work on, and I'm prepared to do that working with Alice, Ray, and everybody else in the BAI community.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, a couple of things. First, on Alice's question about the director's right, we, I think, as a board, have an agreement among ourselves about the manner in which that right will be exercised. Maybe there would be extraordinary circumstances of immediate urgency, but that agreement amongst ourselves is partly intended so everybody can see sort of what's going on. If there are problem areas, they can be tracked, but everybody knows that there aren't going to be anything that they would get surprised by. It's an orderly process. So I think that's an important feature of it. In the specific case, I do think it should go through the coordinating committee, but my concern is if there are any substantive problems with it, then the idea of waiting till a week from tomorrow to consider it and then have it come up that there are these issues with it and then it would get delayed even further isn't a good idea. So I'd like to deal right now with the question of whether there are any substantive issues or problems
to try and figure it out, those things, so that at the coordinating committee we just schedule it and move on. Those questions involve what is the timeline / deadline, and two, are there, you know, what are the ED's concerns about that information and how it will be used, and I think we should get any problems that have to do with the politicization of it resolved at that local level, so that it doesn't cause unnecessary conflict and goes forward.
Henry.
Yes, I believe that following the spirit of Pacifica, when we ask both sides of one issue to be present and to discuss to find a solution to the problems, we are abdicating this principle in the problems that we are having in WBAI, because we are using as an excuse a procedure that we have established to defer a problem that it is growing in WBAI. If members of the LSB, particularly a director, has a problem with the manager, it is fundamental that the ED, the general manager, the chair of the LSB, and the parties involved start to sit and find the way to solve those requirements.
Here, here.
Because here in Houston, we've been able to do things like that, even though that we may be working okay, but there is a lot of politicized issues. But we are not relinquishing our duty to face those politicized issues. We are confronting them and trying to find solutions. I think that, yes, we have one procedure that we voted, but we cannot start deferring those problems just to the coordinating committee, because there is one problem over there, especially when that problem merges or surges when it is part of the work of one of those committees, in particular the one that is evaluating the GM. So I am very concerned that we are hiding behind a procedure that we established instead of trying to find a solution to start diffusing those confrontations over there.
Thank you, Henry. Wendy.
Hi. I just want to start with saying that I don't think that what the Management Evaluation Committee in New York was coming to get the addresses to mail the surveys, I don't think that is a documents request item. Since we were all seated on these boards, we immediately knew, you know, you got to evaluate your managers, you know, and we formed our committees, and we're at KPFT, we started working on this right away, and we, you know, set a timeline very early in the process. And we went back to our manager constantly and our program director telling them, look, this is what we're going to do, you know, here's where we're at so far, everything, you know, and we put it off so we would have some kind of a cushion, because we knew things would get delayed a little bit at the end, but we're charged with evaluating these managers within this year. And so we set up this timeline. Our manager has been cooperating with us from day one. You know, he wants to be evaluated. They know it's in the bylaws. We can't not do it. And so, you know, but we have been checking in with them, and it is my understanding that they've been doing that in New York, too. A lot of this obstruction has come much later. And what has become, so I said, when we were, you know, we're getting close to, we were ready to send out our surveys, and our manager is saying, sure, okay, no problem, you know, and we decided to send them to, you know, all the programmers, anybody eligible to vote, a staff, all the paid staff, all, you know, the committee people, the LSB people, everybody. And our manager was telling us, yes, come on, you know, Friday the 31st of August, because we'll have that list ready anyway, since that's what we're going to need for the election. So we go down there to get it, and then all of a sudden we start finding out, oh, well, we can't do that. And then he'd say, come back in 2 days. You come back in 2 days, it wasn't there then. And this is exactly at the same time that this started happening in New York. Yes, come down. Yes, you'll get it. They come, they don't get it. There's always a different reason. And it has become apparent to me
that the executive director has ordered these managers not to cooperate with the committee. And I'm very upset about this. We did end up finally getting part of this mailing done. And it happened to be when we met Dan in Houston just last week, and he came on and we showed him all of our documents, and he's telling you now that we have a great process. But he didn't know that when he, you know, told our manager not to cooperate with us. So I hope we can get through this, because it is not up to the executive director to tell all of our committees how to evaluate the manager. All right, I'm sorry, I'm done.
Right, are there any other comments on this matter? Otherwise, it goes before the coordinating committee.
Roger would like to. I had a motion.
Okay, Alice.
Well, Roger was really brief.
Go ahead, Roger. Sorry, Madam Chair.
Just because I've been quiet here, people have been saying things I agree with, but particularly noticed that that, as Alice pointed out, that the Don Rojas, the WBAI general manager, indicated no problem with going forward with making this mailing happen until he was instructed by the executive director.
Now, you've got to be careful about making accusations like that.
I would say
those are unfounded.
They exist in email.
Unfounded, untrue accusations.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Can I have a clarification? Can I speak? I haven't spoken on this issue.
Go ahead, Lonnie.
Well, I don't know. I think that that we're not just talking about the evaluation. You go, why is this evaluation process at WBAI have a problem? What is the problem? You sort of want to know. And I think that that the problem is that both sides are involved in a political struggle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just a normal evaluation. A normal evaluation would be where the management and it's like Houston. Houston did it correct in my point of view. They had input from the manager. They agreed on how the instrument would go. They went over the questions. They established that the evaluation is an important difference in Houston. The important difference in Houston was that this is a baseline, not an evaluation. They took it as informational. They felt that they didn't have enough to do the evaluation in terms of a formal one. That made everybody relax. It took politics out of it, and they got something productive done. So the reason I think that the evaluation and the fight over, it's just a symptom, and the symptom of the underlying problem is people feel, and they have stated it in so many times in these emails, that certain managers need to go.
Madam Chair, may I respond?
Let Lonnie finish, please.
I mean, let's just be honest here, folks. People have opinions, strong opinions they put in writing. Well, is that going to be an evaluation that's going to be trusted? No. Obviously, people are going to be upset about it, nervous about it, worried about it, aren't going to trust the evaluators, et cetera. So I'm suggesting, and I agree with somebody that said, what has to happen, the people involved need to sit down, take the politics out of it, come up with an agreement about what's a fair evaluation process so that people can relax about it and move forward. So I'm saying that it's not just fighting over an evaluation. It's fighting over people worried about their jobs or feeling that other people aren't doing their jobs and need to go. That's what's going on.
Madam Chair, may I respond?
I'll just finish with one more sentence. I just think that until the underlying issues are addressed and we stop playing around with things that are not the problem but are symptoms of the problem, that we need to go to the heart of it, have that discussion, and so that the issues can move forward like they did in Houston.
Okay. Alice, go ahead.
I would like to make my motion because, as you all remember, the reason I broached this subject is nothing specifically about the difficulties our management evaluation is having. It is to clarify, for my sake, I believe that the coordinating committee we constructed, which I think is extremely good in what we did and created there, was a preferred method. That was at least my understanding. And based on the bylaws, which is Article 12, Section 3, Director's Inspection Rights, every director or his or her designated agent shall have the absolute right at any reasonable time to inspect and copy all of the Foundation's books, records, and documents of every kind, and to inspect the physical properties of the Foundation, nothing specifically about documents. So the motion I would like to put to you to clarify this, at least for the time being, is that the Pacifica National Board reaffirms that, as in the bylaws, Article 12, Section 3, and I can include that section, I just read it, the PNB reaffirms that, as in the bylaws, separate from the present communication policy, every director, his or her designated agent, in other words, going through the part I just read, and that the PNB directs the executive director to have all staff in the network so informed. In other words, that certainly the communications policy going through the coordinating committee is the best way to go, the preferred way to go. But still, that does not in any way, in my view, negate any director's right to observe, to copy, whatever.
Madam Chair, point of information.
Do I have a second?
Point of information.
Second.
Okay, there's a second. Go ahead, Sarf.
And I have a clarification. I speak to it.
The point of information is, Alice, I agree with you that the director has absolute right to inspect and to copy and to see all the information that stations have, other directors have. But does the director have the right to take that information and disseminate it out to the rest of the world?
That's something different, isn't it?
It is.
Not in my motion.
Madam Chair, this is Mark. I'd like to speak regarding the motion.
Just a moment. Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't get, people asked to speak before Mark. Who was it?
I did, Dave.
Dave and then Mark.
Yeah, first a quick clarification for Henry. You said that the spirit of Pacifica was dialogue amongst the opposing side. I want to clarify, you're saying that the spirit of Pacifica is not purge your enemies and run your line?
No.
Okay. Having clarified that, I think the idea of the communications policy was that it defined the reasonable time. I'm looking for it now. Roger, maybe you have it handy, but it does read, I think in there somewhere it says,
I have it. Which exactly?
There's no challenge to that right. There's nothing in that is meant to intrude upon that right of directors. I want to point out that it was an interim policy, that we would say we're going to work with it, and then we continued it at the last board meeting, but it might need some adjustment that said, for example, that under certain circumstances where urgency or blah, 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 the way it would work would be that the person would make the request directly to the ED and just transmit it to the committee. In fact, for some reason, I think that might even have been in that motion, but maybe I'm wrong. So I think it wouldn't be a bad idea for the governance committee to come to the October board meeting with a mechanism that incorporates or addresses any of these things. I personally feel like it's not necessary for us to reaffirm our bylaws. They're our bylaws. What we do have is an existing functioning policy, and like I said, I think that policy speaks to the question of how that term reasonable gets worked out, and it's an agreement among ourselves on that point.
Chair, may I
also want to be really sure.
Dave, you're breaking up like crazy.
I'm sorry. I also want to be really sure that we don't lose the substantive issue and the procedural issue, and we want to be sure that if there are some specific problems here that need to get addressed, the substantive ones, that even if we can't do it on this call, we make sure we know how those substantive issues are being resolved.
I'd like to be on the stack.
And me too.
Yes. Mark, go ahead.
Okay. I think that this motion is unnecessary in the sense that the bylaws are clear about director access, and we've been down that road before. I think this is a backdoor attempt to deal with a much deeper issue at BAI, and it's the reason why I don't like the motion, and I didn't like the fact that it was put on the agenda, because I think it is a local matter. We talk a lot about local autonomy, but then when we come to an impasse, we run to the board and say, okay, give me the right to do something that maybe I should have sat down and thought about a little bit before I first attempted. I think that this was an attempt by a board member on behalf of a committee. I don't even know if Alice is even on that committee.
I am.
Okay, to say, okay, fine, give me the name since you won't give them to them.
I object to speaking to motive.
And
yes,
I don't think
I
that's
agree.
Proper.
Well, but I'm not trying to do it in that way, but
no,
I'm saying the attempt here, it appears to me, and forget the motive, but the attempt here was to get the names and then to hand them to someone else who would then do something with them. And utilize saying, okay, I have the right to full access, so give me the salaries, then I'll give the salaries to the local finance committee because they need to know, or something like that. It's through me to someone else for another purpose.
No.
So it's not a straight transaction. And I think the problem, that's a problem. It's a problem because of the underlying situations going on at WBAI. And we, as Lonnie said, we all know. PD director's name at BAI, Bernard White. I don't know anyone else's at any of the other stations. I know his race, his size. I know what he's supposed to have done right and done wrong. I've heard so much about this man from the emails that I've got. It's an extremely touchy and political situation there. And I think that it needs to be resolved there. And I think for us to be involved in it, this is not just an honest, innocent motion saying, yes, as board members, give us the information we request. This is an attempt to circumvent a local argument that is heated. Now, according to Ray LaForest, they've already agreed to put it off. According to the other email I got today, there's not even unanimity within the committee itself. I don't think we should be spending time on this yet. I think BAI is a significant issue. And that race is a significant issue at BAI as well. And I think that we should not just decide that this is just an innocent gesture and not recognize that we are entering the fray. And frankly, I don't think this is the point to do it. I don't think it's a strong point. I don't think it's the place for us to decide what BAI needs to do. I think it should go back to the local board to deal with and the national mechanisms already in place, and I think that this motion is improper.
Madam Chair, that is not speaking to the motion. The motion is only about...
That's fine.
I have a point of personal privilege. I have to leave the call. This is the secretary who needs to leave the call, so someone needs to pick up the minutes and record the motions and whether they pass or not. Nothing else needs to be recorded, and email them to me this evening after y'all hang up. Sorry about that, folks. I got to go.
Who's the volunteer?
Who's the volunteer? Dave, please come forward.
I am really not well at the moment, and I'm nowhere near a computer.
Okay, anybody else can take this on?
I'd like Sarv to do it.
Sarv, can you do it?
I don't even have a computer.
How do you get email?
That's the problem.
Do it in the old-fashioned days.
I'm sorry.
Madam Chair, I move that we adjourn.
And the vote.
The motion is on the table.
There's a standing motion. You can't do
There's
it.
A standing motion, and Carol is next to have the floor, but we need somebody to take notes.
Wendy, would you do it?
Yeah, I'm looking for my program. I'm supposed to be putting my kids to bed, but I'll do it.
All right. Thank you, Wendy. All right. Go ahead, Carol.
I think that it's dangerous for us, any of us, ever to speak to motives, ever. It does not help us to resolve conflicts, ever. So I object to it, and several people have done it, and I wish they just wouldn't. I believe, however, that this motion, I would really like this motion to be withdrawn. I think it's a very dangerous thing to ask the board in this contentious environment to vote up or down on something that's in the bylaws. Because if people were so inclined to vote down something that is in the bylaws, we would be in a very serious position. So I think that this should not be considered, and I move to table the motion indefinitely.
I second it.
Then may I ask a question just for guidance from whoever is here?
Go ahead, Alice.
Separate from that, I accept all that. Thank you. In the motion, you know, that talks about the absolute right to go in and physically inspect the properties of the foundation, right? That is a right, right? Does everyone understand that or interpret it as I do? In other words, can you or I walk into our station at any reasonable time and inspect the physical properties?
Madam Chair, may I speak?
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I think in the spirit of it, that one of the ways that it might be agreeable to everybody, granted that the right exists, that there be some notification so that you staff know ahead of time.
Well, I'm going to table this thing, and I don't think it's debatable.
The motion is on the table, it was seconded.
Yes, I call a question on the motion to table, Madam Chair.
Yes, let's. In fact, you don't even need to vote on it.
Who seconded the motion?
Ambrose.
Ambrose said, and of course, Wendy may not have the roll handy. Do you have it, Wendy?
No, does somebody else?
I have it here.
Okay, Henry, do you want to call the roll, and Wendy, you just keep track?
Okay.
Samuel?
Passport just now.
See?
Teresa?
Does everyone understand the motion is to table indefinitely?
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Teresa?
Yes, to table?
Carol, I don't understand what the motion is. Can you explain the motion? It's to table it where?
Indefinitely.
Indefinitely.
Okay.
Wendy?
Yes.
Henry, yes. Julie? Donna? Dave?
Yes.
Sonali? Carol?
Yes.
Starve?
Yes.
Carol? Start 6, Gerald.
That we would be on the point of tolerance.
Hello?
Gerald? Hello. Hi, Gerald.
I was trying to be on mute. Excuse me.
Y'all doing very well.
It's funny, isn't it? Look here. I would vote no.
William, Ray?
Yes.
Miguel, Alice?
No.
Roger, Kalanji, Mark?
Kalanji. Still here.
Table.
Mark?
Yes.
Serena, Ambrose?
Yes.
Marty?
She doesn't vote.
Oh, okay. That's it.
Kalanji, I didn't hear if Kalanji voted.
Yes, she voted yes.
Table. Table.
All right, the motion is tabled indefinitely, and
Hello?
Well, what's going to happen now?
Well, first of all, it'll come before the coordinating committee next Tuesday.
Wait, Sam didn't vote.
Hello? I did not vote.
He didn't say that.
Sam. Oh, Mark. Sam.
Yes.
Okay. Madam Chair, this is Teresa. Could I be recognized?
What is it, Teresa?
Madam Chair, would it be possible for you and the ED and the chair of the executive committee to possibly get together and maybe work through the process of starting this review?
I'm unclear what you're asking, I guess. Yeah. Well, you're asking that somebody try to work it out, try to mediate the situation? Is that what you're asking?
Yes. If the ED is amenable to that idea, and, you know, because it does not make sense to me that we send it to the coordinating committee, because I don't think that's the problem.
Well, that's the policy.
It's a process.
Well, I'd like Dan's opinion on that. I didn't ask him, Dan, what would it take for you to get this process started again?
Folks, we can't have you all talking. Okay.
Carol?
Carol, go ahead.
I think that several people have said, you know, the problem isn't the policy and the problem isn't this and that. It's that there are people who are polarized and don't know how to work out their problems. So sending this to the coordinating committee doesn't seem to me to be a solution. So I would put a motion before the board that we recommend that the executive director and the general manager and the LSC chair and the parties involved sit down as soon as possible and figure out how to get the review done, as they did in Houston. It's a recommendation. It's a recommendation. We don't want to solve your problems. We want you to solve them yourself.
And this is specifically about BAI?
Yes, specifically about this issue at BAI. Sit
down. Can I be recognized?
That's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Can I be recognized, Marty?
Dave.
I'd like to be recognized also, Madam Chair.
I'd like to offer a substitute that we ask Dan to propose the concrete way that he will deal with
this issue.
I second that.
I'd like to speak against the amendment.
All right. Well, go ahead, Carol.
Well,
Mark, I don't know where you want to come in on
that. I want to come in right now and say I'm opposed to this because Dan doesn't know what's going on with their review committee until he sits down with them. He went to Houston. He sat down with them. He found out what their process was. He looked at their forms, and they worked it out. So I don't think we should... we should just ask him to do the same thing again.
Excuse me, Madam Chair. Wait, I think I'm in the stack.
Yeah,
no, I'm not trying to get in the stack. I'm asking.
Hey, Gerald, you're on the stack. Okay, Mark, go ahead.
My first question, Ray, you said earlier that this matter has been tabled. Or what is the status of this matter at BAI now?
Well, the committee, the majority of the committee has voted to delay the requesting that information until they hear from the paid and base staff.
All right, so the committee itself has decided to hold until they hear from the paid staff and unpaid staff.
A different committee.
All right, well, I'm not going to get into the...
Well, that's
the,
true.
But I guess what I'm trying to say, what I want to say here is that we know the BAI is currently involved in a number of things. The National Finance Committee has passed a motion, which it sent to them, asking that they pass the budget in the next 2 weeks. And that if they don't, if they're not able to do so, the National Board will have to intervene. Right now, that's the biggest monkey on the table, getting that budget passed. And it's touch and go. And it's very important to all of us because it forms a significant portion of the national budget. As such, I would not pass anything at this motion at this time since they've already, well, I don't know if it's tabled or not, but put it this way, I would wait on that and just, you know, we've already given them one directive. I think that's enough right now, and I think that we can delay this while Dan and others work it out or, you know, figure out the best way to approach this, and I think that's really what we should do. I don't want to put anything else on BAI's plate right now with the budget looming so large.
You want to make a motion?
Well, we already said to table indefinitely. While we're still on this subject and have not moved the agenda, I'll never
Thank
know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, there's a motion on the floor.
Well, the motion to move the agenda, does that take precedence over everything else?
No, not over it. Well, there's a pending motion.
And what is the pending motion?
There are two. There's Carol's motion, and then there was another motion.
All right, well, I'd like to vote on those as soon as possible, so we still got the ERC.
Madam Chair, please, there are not two motions on the floor. There is a main motion and a motion to amend it by substituting different language. Can I call the question on all pending questions?
Thank you.
Okay, you guys want to hear what I have?
Yes.
Yes.
Let's go back to Dave's amendment first, then.
What we do is we vote on whether we want to substitute Dave's language for my language.
Okay.
If we do want to substitute, then we vote on Dave's motion. If we don't, then we vote on the main motion.
Point of order. Actually, we have to vote to close debate.
That's what I just did. I moved to call the question, so if somebody wants to second that.
Second.
Second.
All right, now we need Now we need two-thirds vote to end debate unless there's no objection.
There's no objection. Let's move on. Okay.
So this is the substitute motion that I have from Dave to ask Dan to provide a concrete plan to deal with the issue of management review at WBAI.
All right,
clarify,
now what you're voting on
right
is not... Wait a minute, let me clarify, because we do this every time and it's wrong. We're not voting yes or no on whether to ask Dan to do that. We're voting yes or no on whether to substitute that for asking the parties to sit down and work something out.
The intent of the motion was that he tell us right here and now how he's going to deal with it in the next 2 weeks. That was what was intended by it.
Well, that's not what you said,
that's
but anyway, whether you want to ask him to tell us now what he's going
to
do or whether you want to ask the parties to work it out.
Well, I was thinking he would probably end up saying that's what he was going to do, but I wanted him to propose rather than us to instruct.
But haven't we already seconded that motion?
Yeah, so now we're just...
It belongs to the body now, Dave.
I'm
just trying to clarify what I meant.
Oh, well, try to say what you mean.
Yeah, too bad.
Okay. 2 hours and like the last...
Henry, you want to call the roll? Now, is everybody clear on
No, repeat what we're doing.
Okay, we're voting on whether to substitute this language in Carol's original motion.
Tom?
And
wait a second. I wasn't done hearing the clarification.
Okay.
Carol, do you want to?
We're voting on whether to substitute asking Dan to tell us what he wants to do, or asking the parties involved to sit down and figure it out. So the question is everybody clear on that, or do I need to keep repeating myself?
I am clear.
We're voting on whether the ED should do it, so let's vote.
No, we're not. We're voting on which way we want to proceed.
Right, and the first is the ED, and the second is the parties.
Right, so if you want to ask the ED to do it, you vote yes to substitute.
Yes. Right, that's what I said.
And if you want the parties to do it, you vote no.
Yes.
Right.
All right. Go ahead.
Sam?
No.
Teresa?
Yes.
Wendy?
No.
Henry? No. Julie, Donna, Dave?
Yes.
Somali, Carol?
No.
Sarf?
No.
Gerald? Gerald.
Good old Star 6.
We need to ask the Star 6 people, when you hear the vote begin, Star 6 then.
Gerald speaking.
But what if he's cussing when it happens?
Gerald.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Take the bone out your mouth and come on.
What are you saying,
Silence,
Gerald?
Please.
Boy,
Gerald.
You can't even vote around this bad boy. Yes.
William Ray.
Yes.
Miguel Alice.
No.
Roger Colangi.
Yes.
Mark.
Yeah.
Karina Ambrose?
Yes.
Maureen? No.
Okay. Okay, so the yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No. Let me.
Yes, got it.
Fail. So now we're on to the main motion.
Did Marty vote?
No.
If you want
to vote? I'm not going to vote. I'm letting it fail.
Now the main motion, to state the main motion, is that the PNB requests that the ED and the GM and the LSB chair and the members of the GM review or PD review committee sit down and work out how to move forward.
Wait, Carol, what about the PD? You left him out.
Sure, put the PD in there. The parties involved.
Okay.
And the board op.
All right. Is everyone clear on the motion?
Yes.
Let's vote then.
Sam?
No.
Lisa?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Henry, yes. Julie, Donna, Dave?
Yes.
Sonali, Carol?
Yes.
Starve?
Macmillan.
Gerald?
Yes.
William Ray?
No.
Miguel Alice?
Yes.
Roger Colangi?
Yes.
Mark?
Abstain.
Rina Ambrose?
Yes.
Marty, that's it.
Okay, so it passes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, wait, did you want to go back to...
Yes.
Who was that?
Sarf.
Sarf.
Okay. All right, so anyway, it way passes. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, yes, and two, no.
Okay.
Wendy, this is Dan.
Yeah.
Could you be sure to email me that tomorrow?
The motion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
And Wendy, what was that for the record? It way passes?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, Robert's rules. All right.
We're going to move on.
We're going to move on to the ED review, question of whether to send a survey to the GM's archives manager, affiliates coordinator, and CFO. Is it too late for that already,
Chair,
or what?
Madam Chair,
no,
it's
too late.
I have to leave.
Mark, go ahead and address it.
When after 11 in New York City.
I have to leave.
Yeah, I have to leave as well.
Madam Chair, I have to leave.
Madam Chair, can I make a motion that we adjourn at this point?
I second.
All right. Is there any objection?
Yes, I object.
All right, let's
vote. This is important. We need it now. We need it ready for the...
Okay, let's vote then.
Yep. I call the question.
Yep. Motion to adjourn is on the table. Is that correct?
That's
yes.
Correct.
It's 11 here.
Monday Night Football's not even over.
Vote. Let's go.
Want to go drink beer.
Wendy?
The vote to adjourn?
Yes.
Should I start, Mallard Chair?
Yes. Go ahead, Henry.
Sam?
Yes.
Teresa?
No.
Wendy?
Yes.